8 p.m. on Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014. I'm calling to order the council meeting of the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, you will call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please let the record reflect that Dr. Petrola has joined us at 7:39 p.m. for the council meeting. Welcome, Dr. Petrola. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. You have 5 minutes to address council. State your name and address and...
That's all right.
That's okay. Fine. You can come forward. That's all right.
My name is Ryan Gaffney. I am from Troop 646, which is located in Point Breeze. I am here to get a requirement for 2 mayor badges that are being required. One of them is communications and the other is citizenship in the community. And when I attain these two, I will be able to achieve the rank of Life Scout.
Well, welcome. For council, we can explain things in a little bit more detail so that Mr. McGaffin will get some quality education from the council meeting. We're glad that you're here. We're glad that your mom brought you. We hope that you get a positive experience from this. All right? All right, thank you. If you have any questions, just raise your hand and we'll go from there. All right? Okay. Anyone else have anything that they want to address council? All right then, at this time, Mr. Wainwright, do you have a motion to authorize payments of bills for goods and services?
Yes, I do. I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the general fund in the amount of $134,772.36. From the sewer fund in the amount of $3,573.27 for a total of $138,345.63.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Wainwright, we've got a big number here.
Big number was $97,000 was the first payment for paving, which I just paid for Grace Street, and then $6,000 for 300 new recycle bins.
Other questions that anyone has? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee action, motion to accept the letter of resignation from the Civil Service Commission. Mr. Wilson.
Sorry,
you
one?
Can do it. The resignation of civil
service. Sorry about that. I move to accept Michael Berman's letter of resignation for the Civil Service Commission effective August 19, 2014.
Okay. Questions or comments? On behalf of Edgewood Borough and Edgewood Borough Council, we want to thank Mr. Browerman for his service to the community. Mr. Browerman was a council member. He served as council president for 2 years and has been on the Civil Service Commission and also works on a commission for, I think, water quality for the state. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Ms. Bastianini, will you please send a letter of thanks on behalf of the Borough and Council? Thank you. Motion to lift ban on dogs in Dixon Park, Dr. Petrola.
I move to lift the ban on dogs in Dixon Park on Sunday, October 5th, with a friend Dixon Park.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Dogs?
Yeah. Dr. Petroller, Ms. Bastianini, you want to speak to this?
There is a very old ordinance banning dogs in Dixon Park. Mayor Cook and I took a look at the ordinance. It outlined specific areas of the park where dogs are not allowed, and we determined that where the Friends of Dixon Park group would like to have their picnic is a banned area for dogs. So that's why this motion is on the agenda this evening.
It is something for, as we meet with the Planning Commission and we talk about our ordinances, something that we may want to take a look at in more detail. The Civil Service Commission, getting back to Mr. Browerman, the Civil Service Commission works with council. It's a standalone commission that works with our police department and our civil service officers, which would be our full-time police department officers. Also works with the mayor. They help do the teaching or the testing for our officers, full-time officers, and also are part of the grievance procedure. Our civil service rules and regulations can be found on our website if you want to take a look at that. Also, our borough rules and regs, council rules and regs, are also on our website. We have a pretty decent website when it comes to open records and, you know, looking at how we operate. So you may want to check that out for communication and also to help people participate in their local government. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Dr. Yes.
Yes. So since this is news to me about the ban on dogs, so can we offer a resolution at the next meeting to actually just make dogs permissible in the park according to these laws?
I don't believe we can amend an ordinance with a resolution, can we?
I agree.
All right.
We can look at it. It's the same ordinance that bans dogs in Koenig Field and Memorial Park, and then it's a sections of Dixon.
But we're lifting it only for a specific time point, which is this, so that they can have their picnic, which may be different.
Well, I think the point's well taken. Dr. Wallace's point is well taken. We have done this kind of thing in the past. It is temporary. It's essentially the mayor and council are saying that they're not going to enforce that particular ordinance at this particular time, at this particular place, and that's essentially what it is. Does that really amend the ordinance? Arguably it does, but arguably it does not. I think the most important thing, your point's well taken. If we're going to amend something, then it should be by ordinance. I think it's better that if the borough government, the council, and the mayor decide that they're going to permit something as a temporary situation, it's better that we announce it. It's a uniform thing, and it's not just like, you know, amongst us. So that's my.
But the other part of this is, if I may. The other part of this is it's similar to when we lift the ban of alcohol for Community Day or for Oktoberfest. We're not amending the ordinance. We're lifting a ban, and as Mr. Berry said, the police officers and the mayor then aren't with councils, if this passes, aren't then required, if you will, by council to uphold that ordinance in that temporary, specific, very specific time point. If we're going to, and one of the things that we're concerned about, and Mr. Wainwright's been working on, is, you know, whether or not to have a dog park, you know, how much community support really is there for a dog park. What do the residents think about that? So in this case, a motion for a very finite period of time, I think, is not inappropriate. But your point really is well taken. I mean, an ordinance is our law. When we pass an ordinance, our tradition is when we write an ordinance or pass an ordinance, we read it three times. The first time we read it in total, the second time by title. Then we advertise in the newspaper. In the legal section, you'll see ordinance advertised in the legal section of the newspaper. And then to let people know what we're proposing as a law for the borough of Edgewood. And they can come then and speak to it. And so they'll come and speak to it or not. And then with the third vote, it'll be read and council will vote. So there's, it's sort of ceremonial, the three readings. A lot of places just do two. But then the president of council or whoever's chairing the meeting will say, shall this ordinance pass? And we do it one more time because it is a ceremonial action, but it just kind of draws to mind that this is a law. We're passing a law. When you pass a resolution has a, usually talks more about a specific a person or a specific office, the time frames that they're going to serve or an attribute that they, we're giving a resolution, blah, blah, giving someone a day or whatever. And motions then, as you can see, we pass motions to do business. So there's the motions are quick and easy. The resolution takes more thought and they're numbered and in our minutes. The ordinance really then are our laws. And that's why we meet with the Planning Commission and we're trying to update our ordinances. We're in the process of doing that since our ordinances are, some of them are pretty old. No geese are allowed to roam the streets, that kind of thing. So we're trying to update our ordinances. One of the ordinances that we have is no dogs in Dixon Park. We did a plan for Dixon Park, but it did not include a dog park. And so we're meeting with the Planning Commission to discuss, if we want to change the plan, we have to, agree to do that and pass more motions and resolutions. So it's kind of a convoluted way. Nothing happens quick in government, but that's not a bad thing because that prevents knee-jerk reactions to an issue. And if you take your time, even though it seems kind of silly, if you take your time, you can do things thoughtfully and you do things the right way for the right reason. So that's the difference. And you get into trouble if you do things just knee-jerk and do Band-Aid motions and resolutions and things. That's when things kind of run into trouble. And this council has worked very hard in making sure that our residents are aware of what's going on. Our minutes to our meetings are also posted on the website and the agenda. Okay? So we have had some discussion. Ms. Bestini, you will call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to prepare bid documents for the 2014 sanitary sewer repair project. Mr. Wilson.
I move to authorize borough engineer to prepare bid documents for the 2014 sanitary sewer repair project and to advise the proposed project.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you want to talk about this? Or
sure.
Mr. Wilson?
We are currently finishing up, and I know it's been a long time, the 2013 sanitary sewer project. You should see a final payment for that. Next meeting, we were waiting on some final restoration work. This next project is in keeping with our operation and maintenance plan. It will be doing repair work in the Regent Square area of town, Savannah, Mifflin, West Hutchinson, and televising the area just beyond that, Walnut Street, Washington, parts of Race. We might take another look at again and doing some camera work to prepare for next year's projects, which would be the 2015 project.
We're under a consent order from the Allegheny Health Department and the Department of Environmental Protection for Pennsylvania, as well as the federal EPA for wet weather issues, sanitary sewer overflows. You probably have seen a lot about that. Edgewood is in the Nine Mile Run watershed, along with Swissville, the city of Pittsburgh, and Wilkinsburg. We've actually been under an order since, 1999. So we were ahead of the curve in getting our preliminary things done. And we were kind of grandmothered or grandfathered in, depending on which way you want to go, in with the other consent orders that came across all of Allegheny County, particularly, in the Alcosan region. You can read more about that on their website and also on ours as well. But very expensive, one of the largest, or maybe the largest, public works endeavor for Allegheny County ever, bigger than the Channel. So we're talking about, we have a plan, and this motion is to talk about making specific documents so that contractors can place bids on doing the work that we want to have done. This is to prepare the bid documents, right?
And advertise.
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bassini, you need to call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. I'm going to give you the motion. You're going to do the motion? We have the motion. Okay. Mr. Fuller was supposed to run the meeting today, so that's why we got messed up. But motion to hire a full-time police officer, Mr. Wayne.
To hire Dan White as a full-time police officer, contingent on successful background, physical, and psychological testing.
Questions or comments?
White, I think, will be an excellent officer.
This, what we did was we passed a motion to advertise the civil service, and also to have the Civil Service Commission put out a test, and it's a specific test for officers. And I don't know, how many people did we have take the test, Chief Payne? 23 people signed up for the test and took the test, actually. There were probably more that signed up but didn't take it. And that's run by the Civil Service Commission. And then they also have an oral exam, correct, Chief? And then the Civil Service then grades the exams and comes up with a list of, the ranking people and how well they did. And we take the top three candidates and interview them. If someone's a veteran, they get veterans preference points. In this case, none of the candidates were veterans, so it was the top three candidates. Our public safety committee, it is our process that the Public Safety Committee interview the candidates along with the mayor and the chief of police. Bring forth the best candidate recommendation that to council, and that's what's happening now. We do a lot of our work in committee, and so there's a lot of many hands make the work light. But there's also a lot of trust in our fellow council members to, their integrity and to do the best thing for the borough. So that's where we are.
I think the fact that Mr. White had worked with the mayor before he was an officer part-time kind of tipped the scale of his preference. Madam President.
Yes.
You may have said this and I may have missed it, but of course you did interview the candidates, and Mr. White is the recommendation of the Personnel Committee, as well as Public Safety Committee, as well as the Mayor and the Chief.
That's correct.
Okay, I just want to make sure the record is clear on
that.
Secondly, the motion that Mr. Wainwright has proposed is sufficient, but I believe that we normally add language that the police officer is hired pursuant to the terms and conditions of employment in the police collective bargaining agreement. I think that's the way we normally do word the motion, just because then there is a record that, you know, what his starting pay will be. The motion, my recollection is more specific than what Mr. Wainwright proposed, and that's my recollection of what we normally do.
So, Mr. Wainwright, do you want to amend your motion?
I'll draw my second.
All right. So, Mr. Berry, will you
I think you just add, Mr. Wainwright, if you will, and I don't mean to, I'm just trying to, I know how important it is to Madam President that we're consistent. So it would just be to amend your motion by adding at the end, pursuant to the terms and conditions of employment set forth in the collective bargaining agreement between the borough and the Edgewood Police Officers Association. Actually, I'm sorry, it's the Edgewood Police Wage and Policy Committee. That's what it is.
Yeah, because of their, it's a union that they...
That's the name of their...
Okay.
Wage and Policy Committee?
Yes.
I move to hire Dan White as a full-time police officer, contingent on successful background, physical, and psychological testing, pursuant to the terms and conditions of employment set forth in the collective bargaining agreement between the borough of Edgewood and the Edgewood Police Wage and Policy Committee.
Second.
All right. Decently and in order. Any other questions? Ms. Bess, any other corrections, comments? Ms. Bessini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. After all of this is taken care of, then Chief will, he's already been sworn in as a part-time, but we would swear him in as a full-time officer, is that correct?
Right.
Yes.
No, currently as an employee
of
that
village. Oh, okay.
He did work for us.
Oh, at one time, okay. So we would swear him in as the full-time officer when he's, if all things are... Look forward to that. The police department is under the mayor and is managed by the police chief, and is hired and fired, and the budget is determined by council. But the day-to-day operations and oversight is with the mayor and so there's sort of the separation there, you know. All right. Resolution 2014-20, appointment of Jennifer Gleba to the Civil Service Commission. Mr. Fuller.
Borough of Edgewood, Resolution 2014-20. Where is the Borough of Edgewood as a Civil Service Commission? Whereas it is the desire of the Borough Council to maintain a degree of continuity and experience in the Civil Service Commission, and whereas Jennifer Gleba has exhibited knowledge and ability to make positive contributions to the Civil Service Commission, now therefore be resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council will hereby appoint Jennifer Gleba to the Civil Service Commission to a term which will expire December 31st, 2017, adopted this second day of September 2014.
Second.
Questions or comments? This will be, Mr. Berry, just to clarify the date. This is to fulfill Mr. Browerman's appointment. this date.
Right. You mean through the end of, what is it, 2017?
That's correct.
Okay, well, I relied on Julie to make sure that that was correct.
I just wanted to let you know that. Ms. Gleba was also a member of council previously, was chair of the General Government Committee, and worked very hard in getting things decent and in order, and she'll be an excellent appointee to the Civil Service Committee. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2014-20 passes. If you would, Ms. Bastianini, let Ms. Gleba know, send a letter of thank you and also a letter to the Civil Service Commission letting them know and providing them with Ms. Gleba's contact information.
Sure.
Any other committee action? No. Volunteer Fire Department report. Mr. Reynolds is not here. Recreation report. Ms. Bastianini.
I wanted to thank Council for all of your support and hard work in making Community Day a success. I heard great feedback from our residents. I hope you did as well. So thank you all so much for coming down that day and for all of your hard work to make that day happen. We have begun youth soccer season. We have about 140 kids signed up, and there's still some applications still coming. Soccer practices begin this week. I saw some down at the field this evening on my way here. And it's always a good, instructional, fun league for the kids. And we hope it will be again this year. That's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you for your hard work for Community Day, your first, boss of the applesauce Community Day. Dr. Petrola, I want to thank you for the cornhole tournament idea. I think it was wonderful. And, with some activity in the field there, and also for your remembering to get some kind of trophy for people, because I thought about it that day. It seemed like the flow, Mr. Bright kind of gave me a report on the flow of the day, and Dr. Petrola, and about how things went. It seemed to be a nice flow. I want to thank all of the people who participated with the booths, and of course the Edgewood Symphony is always a delight, and the fireworks. There's nothing better than the Pompeii experience of Edgewood Borough. Shells come down on them. But thank you very much.
Happy to do it.
Pardon?
Who won
the cornhole?
Dirtbag from D's.
Oh, from D's? Also, Mr. Wainwright, the food truck idea was wonderful. And the beer garden was also, a lot of fun. People really enjoyed it. It was nice seeing the 21 to 71 year old people in there. And I thank the volunteer fire department for running that, and D's for providing that wonderful opportunity for our residents. I think they enjoyed it as much as other folks tend to enjoyed it. So I see this as something that can get even better as we move along, and kind of a precursor to Oktoberfest. The bar's been raised now for the foundation. Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The union contract was signed and authorized. They're under contract through December 31. 25 out of 31,000 accounts are now in one for billing. They hope to have everything done by the first quarter of 2015. So everybody should be done by then. We had a meeting with the DEB, came to a tentative settlement violation. The meeting felt being better than expected. The authority was $114,000.
Say that again.
That was $114,000.
Down from
$365,000 was really proposed. And personal feeling is that it's like stealing $3 out of everyone's pocket. The attorney for the DEP, when first met the authority, said that all authorities are liars and cheats. So it wasn't a very good relationship with them. Some kind of a.
Is that Bruce?
They had 70 breaks in the last 2 months, which is kind of a lot for summer. So I don't know what record they have. I know it's kind of all over the news with that, too. So that's about it.
Did that have anything to do with the gas line replacement? Was there any correlation between water line breaks and the gas line replacement?
If there was, it's impossible to prove.
I didn't know if you could prove it, but you could do the data points of where the lines were replaced and the number of gas or water line breaks. I mean,
most of their water line breaks were some.
It's got extremely high breaks. Summer, it seems really high.
Just normally, I would expect like 15.
15?
35.
70? Is that the number?
70 was 13.
So we've been busy up in this area.
Mr. Fuller is our Water Authority representative. We are ratepayers to the Wilkinsburg-Penn Joint Water Authority. So he attends the meetings and represents the borough, and every month gives us a report and also takes back any of our concerns and questions. We had the Water Authority here to do a presentation when there was, you might have read in the paper, there was some discrepancy in water quality reporting, and so we had them here to explain things and to review with council. Dr. Wallace had some questions, and so they came here and did a very thorough report of what went on. Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
In our packets already, was it two meetings ago, or was it just?
That was just for you.
Oh.
Since you're on Planning Commission.
I thought everybody had received
that.
That's
just you.
I have all this. Well, we're looking to have a committee of the whole on September 29th to discuss it. I assume that in the next meeting everybody will be getting copies to be able to review. And hopefully you find it to your satisfactions.
So Ms. Bastianini will get in touch with the Planning Commission. Also, Mayor Cook, if you would work your magic and see if the 29th at 7 p.m. will work for the Planning Commission.
They've already got a number.
Okay, it will be our committee of the whole. We'll call it a committee of the whole meeting, so it will be all of council. And, any questions for Mayor Cook? Council of Government meeting, Mr. Wilson.
Did not meet. They canceled it for the end of summer.
Borough Solicitor, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. I have no separate report tonight.
Borough Manager, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, as I'm sure you are all aware, our roadway improvement project is underway. So far, Michael Facciano Contracting has been proceeding on schedule, which is good news. We'll keep our fingers crossed for no rain tomorrow so that we can stay on schedule. We certainly apologize for any inconvenience the paving has caused to our residents, but we've tried to keep it at a minimum and still have given people access to their streets. Today, the contractors began their work on Washington Street and West Hutchinson, and they've actually increased. There are now two crews in the borough doing work. One is working on milling and paving, and another crew is working on the ADA sidewalk ramps that we've added to the contract. The ramps will be on West Hutchinson across from the get-go to the Braddock News. We're going to have it on either side of West Hutchinson there. It will also go across Town Center Drive down by Applebee's, so two down there. And there will also be one on Ivy Street, which will complete that intersection. The gas company did the other three, so that will be a whole ADA-compliant intersection. Next up is milling on Mifflin and Savannah. We are only doing small sections of that road, and as Mr. Wainwright said, the first payment was included in tonight's bills. A reminder that Connect's Friendraiser event at Wiggle Whiskey is next Monday, September 8th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. For anyone who's interested in that, if you need another email reminder, please let me know and I'll forward it to you. If anyone has photos from Community Day or from trick-or-treating for the newsletter, please send them to me. We're looking for some Halloween and trick-or-treating photos for the cover of the next newsletter. The police department was nice enough to give me some from the Halloween parade, but even if you have a jack-o'-lantern you're particularly proud of, or pictures of your neighbors, anything like that, please send them along so we can get that going for the next newsletter. Aside from that, all I had was the Committee of the Whole on September 29th, and the Planning Commission is planning to provide you guys with the draft of the zoning and the saldo, and then during the presentation, they plan to just hit with you the major sections that are different, that they are proposing changes on, and then they'll have a recommendation for council soon thereafter. And that's all I have.
Any questions or... Yes, Mr. Chair.
Sorry, when is the Planning Commission going to present the zoning ordinance?
They are going to at the Committee of the Whole meeting on September. Yeah,
that's what I thought you said, but I just wanted to make sure. Does council want me to attend that, or am I going to just get it later? What do you want me to do with that? Just asking.
I don't think that you need to be there. I think that it's just a presentation and discussion.
That's
following
fine.
There may be some fine tuning or, you know, things to go back, and then once that's done, then we would want you to review.
When we receive, the only reason I thought I might want to do it is so I could get the highlights. I mean, you know, like anyone else, I want the highlights.
We'll give you the Cliff's Notes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. anything else?
Seven.
Any new business to be brought before council? Please remember, if you can go to the fundraiser at Wiggle Whiskey, it's an opportunity to meet other Connect members and show support of what all is being done with Connect. I just want to remind council that Connect is actively involved in the developing a process for transfer of trunk lines to Alcosan, working with Three Rivers Wet Weather, which could be a major import to a borough like ours. And also, they were very helpful in getting the word out and publicity, and also working with our sister communities when PennDOT talked about ramp metering.
Enclosures,
ramp closures, as well as some other things. So I just want to, you know, let you know and remind you that it is... Connect has really done a lot in a very short period of time, and we benefited from their activities. Any new business to be brought before council? executive session.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wainwright. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, thank you all very much. And Mr. McGaffin, our council meetings are streamed on our website.